We had some plain ones, and then we had nice ones.
Were they coal
oil? Yeah, coal oil. We put coal oil in. And then people that stayed home, I have been places called going to a quilting. People would give quilting at night, and I have been, and they had a little tin lamp, just about a little bigger than a cup. And it was made where it, you could put a wick in and pour kerosene in. And they'd have that quilt in the frames, and the people, ladies would be all around, you know, quilting. And they'd take this, these little lamps and sit them around on the quilt, you know. Each one would have one of those lights, and they'd quilt them by, sewing by.
What about now, when you turn on your light?
What? The quilt, baby. Oh, they don't do anything like that now. Mm-hmm. Not any quilting around, anybody quilt around here.
Do you think it was easier with your kerosene lamps than it is now?
No, it's not as easy. Not as easy. Nothing like it. I mean, you mean easier with the kerosene?
Mm-hmm.
No, no. The electricity is easy.
What happened to your lamp back then?
Well, a little girl was unit was trying to talk on the telephone, and she pulled the chair up, and the cord was near there, and she just knocked it down and broke it.
Did she break the lamp?
Yeah, and she must have broke the lamp, because I've tried it, and I can't turn it on. Something went wrong besides
we were talking about when you were doing the washing.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you carry your clothes out in?
Well, we mostly washed outside. Mm-hmm. And we'd always put them in a bucket, tin tub with a handle on it. And we'd take that tub, we'd get through wringing and, you know, get them ready for hanging, rinsing and wringing them out. Then we'd take them out and get clothespins in your pockets or in a bag, mostly in a bag, and you take them to the line and hang them out.
And your clothes
line?
Mm-hmm.
So how would you say that? Well, some use a small cord rope line, and some use wire for a clothes line.
What about your other tools, what you used around the house?
Well, we had holes, we had an axe to cut kennels with, and we'd have a hoe to chop grass, chop the garden, and we had a rake to rake, you know, to rake the yards.